rid of Amber and get rid of Weston immediately, and to take on the others and make changes as soon as he gets in 30-60 days, as soon as he can do it with our reports there. And our people will still be there. But to get them to break down at the time throws Amber out of the phone.
Yeah.
And Amber out of the phone.
I think that the basic problem...
These army officers are not going to... It's just like the Secretary of State and Defense, they're not going to agree to give up ahead of time.
I think the basic question is whether Godoy is going to be given the power over the Army, or whether what I understand to be Imbert's demand will be met, and that is that the Army will be autonomous and not subject to...
I don't know. I got the impression from the cables I read that Godoy was willing to A, get rid of Wilson prior to the fact, to B, agree to get rid of Edward, C, to immediately, after he takes over, to take steps with our support, to do two things, to see positively there'd be no reprisals and we would support that, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, that he gradually eke out one by one the four or five people that were particularly obnoxious to the other side.
Yeah.
That he could do that, but he cannot do it ahead of time because they will not give up that power in bulk to him who has no power himself.
In my opinion, that ought to be saleable.
See if that's his position and anything you can do without involving yourself, but discreetly, I sure think it's important.
Well,
I think we're real close to having a good thing there.
Yeah.
And I can't, it seems to me if Embert is willing to go and we get rid of Wilson and Godoy is the man they think he is, at Booker, and I don't think even the black people think he is, then he takes over with our support. Then we've got to give him the money. We don't give him anything until he moves along and takes number one out of the way, gradually, single-handedly, isolates him. Then he waits 2 or 3 weeks and he takes number two. But to demand that they go beforehand is pretty unrealistic to me, because they're not going to give up that power beforehand.
I agree.
And they have the power, and the commanding forces don't have it. No, if Godoy agrees to that, which I understand he's willing to agree to move, and Booker's willing to move out the more obnoxious one just as he moves the commies out after he gets in, then we're going to put him several thousands of millions of dollars. Be contingent on some of these things, which I'm willing to do.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I think that these people have, if there is a controversy as to whether the Army ought to be autonomous or whether it ought to be under civilian control, I can understand their concern and their insistence that it be under civilian control.
Yes, I'm willing to support the principle of civilian control when I can effectuate it.
Yes.
I don't think I can effectuate it now with all of his troops. But I think once we get the new president in there, that we can put all the money on his nose.
Yes.
And I can't do anything. I can't even be paid.
Yes.
Unless he agreed to it.
Right.
And I believe in my family. But from what I hear and see from this man, and he's a good negotiator, Booker, what I see from his reports on Guzman and Godoy, that they've been helpful and they really want to do what's good for their country.
Yes.
So what I would like you to do is to see if such as anything would be right, that they're willing to get rid of Wilson forthwith, that Edward is ready to go when Camano goes, that Godoy will take over, then Godoy will be the man we want to. We want to Godoy to effectuate decency in the armed services, and no reprisals, and good leadership, and no political leadership, and that we base our grants on that basis, and that he in turn will take necessary steps to try to bring about agreement.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll call Tom.
Any other news?
Those are how things.
Oh, it's all right.
wish you'd talk to Nick if we're doing so.
All right, sir.
See what he's doing, how much he's on top, where he's moving, and his people ought to be moved into him, his private office, some of those folks to help him on crime. And I think he can have them as contact between himself on that National Crime Commission and Ashton. Ashton just gone over Treasury on narcotics, stuff like that. And I just wish there might, well, I'll talk to you about it in a second, but I'm thinking there might be a murder thing that did not involve Williams that the children's people would come up with that might satisfy the bloodthirsty that would cost several thousand, but not,
Sheldon told me that they're recommending against any sort of action.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's the only thing keeps me awake.
All right, talk about it.
Thanks.